My God, we'll have on side meat tonight.
Evening, Miss Jones. Mr. Jones, good day today?
Yes, sir, it was.
Why don't we get pork chops tonight, Ma? You got any pork chops?
We sure do. 30 cents a pound.
Well, let me have 3 pounds. Yeah, and a nice piece of boiling beef.
Miss Joad, how'd you all make out today?
Why, evening, Miss Wainwright. We done good. Best we done all week.
How much?
$3.57 exact.
We done $4.
Of course, there's more of you.
And I made 15 cents.
Did you now, Ruthie? You're getting to be a good picker, ain't you? Oh, having pork chops tonight, I see.
Yes, my men's just love pork chops.
I'm cooking bacon. Don't you just love the smell of bacon?
Need anything else, Miss Joan?
Now, let's see. I need a bottle of milk for my girl.
That girl drinks it like it was medicine, don't she?
Well, she's gonna have that baby pretty soon now. I think that's everything.
Ma, what about this?
Crackerjack? No, now you put that back, Ruthie.
Oh. It's only a nickel. And Ruthie worked good today.
Well, all right.
I get to have them.
Don't eat it all at once, Ed, or you got...
She won't eat no supper tonight, I bet.
That's $1.75, ma'am.
$1.75, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I need 3 pounds of bacon. No, 4.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a funny thing, Ma. You know, when I come in here, I want to buy stuff. Stuff I don't need. Like to get one of them safety razors. Thought I'd like to have some of them gloves over there. Awful cheap.
Can't pick no cotton with gloves.
I know that. And I don't need no safety razor neither. Stuff sitting out there, you just... feel like buying it.
Come on, Pa. We've got everything we need.
Did you get the milk? I ain't had any since noon.
I got milk. You get those potatoes ready?
Right there. Peeled and cut.
Well, fry them up in the new pan and throw in an onion.
Oh, I'll tell you what. This bag is heavy. Wish my man didn't get so hungry.
Picking cotton's hard work.
Oh. Where's Ruthie? She ought to wash. Pa, go and find her. Yeah. And I need a bucket of water brung in.
Al ain't here. He's gone out walking with Aggie.
Oh, I guess I'll need to get it myself.
Miss Jones, I think we need to talk about Al and Aggie.
Well, what's the matter?
Our Aggie, well, she's a big girl, near 16, and grown up. Well... her and your boy, they're walking out every night. We never had no trouble in our family, but what with us being so poor off now, Mr. Wainwright and me, we got to worrying. Suppose she got in trouble.
Well, Al's a good boy. Kind of figures he's a dunghill rooster these days, but he's a good, steady boy.
Oh, we ain't complaining about Al as a fella. We like him. But what scares Mr. Wainwright and me is what if we go away, or you go away, and we find out Aggie's in trouble? I mean, we ain't had no shame in our family.
Well, we'll try and see that we don't put no shame on you. Pa'll talk to Al. Or if Pa won't, I will.
Thanks to you, Miss Joad. Now, I better get a cooking.
What's the matter? How'd you get that bloody nose?
They stole it. That big son of a bitch girl stole my Cracker Jack.
Hush now, don't you talk like that. It's only Cracker Jack.
But, Ma, I told.
Told what?
Fat toe.
Fat toe? Rosie Shorn, go over there and talk to Ms. Wainwright so she doesn't listen.
What's that, these here?
I'll watch him now. Just go. Now. Now, you tell me what you said.
I was eating it just one piece at a time so it lasts longer. Well, Some kids come around, and of course they tried to get some, and I wouldn't give them none, so they got mad.